This is Morning Edition from NPR News and special coverage on the nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. I'm Renee Montaigne, and I am joined in our studio by NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg and White House correspondent Don Gagne. You know, and let me turn to you, Don. One of the key things here appears to be that Harriet Myers, who is the White House counsel at this moment in time, that she's considered part of the president's inner circle.
Absolutely. It's safe to say that she is probably one of the most powerful, least known people in the White House. She doesn't give briefings. The last time I saw her was on September 11th when they had that brief ceremony on the South Lawn marking what was then the fourth anniversary of the attacks. And she was there next to Chief of Staff Andy Card and some others. But it is only on those occasions that you really see her. She is not one who is out in public. She is not briefing us on legal issues within the White House. But as the president said, he has known her for 10 years. My guess is their paths were crossing and they were running in similar circles even prior to that to some degree. But from the earliest days of his political career, she was there and she has been one of his very, very closest advisors. So,
well, let me ask you, as a White House, obviously, observer, a close observer, as a White House correspondent, why this particular choice at this time?
I think you have to get back to that loyalty question. And as Nina mentioned earlier, if we go back to the 2000 election, Dick Cheney, then a businessman, was chosen to head the selection committee as candidate Bush looked for a vice presidential nominee. And at one point, the now president, then governor, said to him, you know, Mr. Cheney, you're bringing me all these names, but I'm kind of looking for someone like you. And next thing you know, Dick Cheney's on the ticket. It sounds like something very similar played out here, because she was the one who the president had put in charge of vetting candidates and bringing names to him and talking about various high points and other qualifications of any given candidate. At some point, he said, I like you.
Just, I'm though also curious if there's anything particular about the time. I mean, that he would name Harriet Myers at this time. Might he have not named her at a different time a month or two ago?
That's an interesting question. I mean, clearly he nominated John Roberts when he was first looking for a replacement for Justice O'Connor some months back. But they are also with two vacancies, the one, of course, now filled by Chief Justice Roberts. The president wanted to get this seat filled soon. And they're just looking at the calendar. They figure it's probably a 7-week process or thereabouts. And they felt it. They felt some urgency to get it rolling.
Nina?
The Chief Justice really threw them quite a curve when he didn't retire. That's who they thought was going to retire. That's who we all thought was going to retire at the end of the term. He was very sick and he didn't. O'Connor did. And they went with their first pick in the end, regardless of the fact that it was the O'Connor seat initially that Roberts was picked for. And then they quickly moved him up to chief. By the time they were looking to fill the O'Connor seat, the president's political situation had changed significantly. And, I remember there's a famous story about President Kennedy when he had a vacancy, turning around to his aides in the room, and he said, you know, I need somebody who I know is good on civil rights, tough on law and order. And Byron, turning to Byron White, that's you. He was the deputy attorney general. And they went ahead and they did it. And White was quickly confirmed. I think they floundered around. It's obvious they floundered around on this for some time. Finally figured that they simply couldn't name it a white male to this slot. And their choices on women candidates and minority candidates were not great because their base was so antagonistic to the ones they wanted to do, Alberto Gonzalez, even Larry Thompson. And Harriet Myers, they've been telling their base for the last few days, the word's gone out, you're going to be very happy. Well, I don't think they're going to be very happy, but they probably won't be furious.
It's interesting, too, is when a president brings a nominee in, there's the dance that takes place. Questions he can't ask because he'll be asked if he asked it. He didn't have to ask Harriet Myers those kinds of questions. He knows her so well.
Don and Nina, we'll continue this conversation after a short break. Again, President Bush has nominated Harriet Myers to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.